We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Guess where I was last night? In the boogie down on 161st and River Ave in the Bronx. To see the Yankees and Gerrit Cole take on Dirty Harry McClanahan and the Tampa Bay Rays. Good game. I'll talk about it in a minute. I wanted to first talk about how much effing cash I spent. I mean, honestly. So I had great seats right on the third base bag, right in the first row. And I mean to tell you, it was super expensive for the tickets, let alone we sat down. You know, they bring the food right to you. You don't go to the concessions. You just sit down and you get on your phone, you order it, and they bring it right to you, right? And then obviously everything is just outrageous. We had like a hot dog, a hamburger, an Italian sausage, three French fries, two popcorns, a couple beers, a couple Pepsis, and I mean, it was like $190 just for that food right there, which is like, you know, basically going to McDonald's or Wendy's or something. You're just getting all these chicken tenders and fries and burgers and hot dogs and stuff like that. It's like going to the carnival, except the bill is $190. I mean, we went to the beer stand. It was $50 for three beers. I mean, it's the most unbelievable cash vacuum I think I've ever been in my life. You know, it's either that or Madison Square Garden. I mean, you go to a Knicks game, you're looking at $750, two people, just tickets and drinks and food and whatever. I guess you start paying to stand there even in the concourse. That'll be next. They'll charge you to stand in between or halftime or before the game, whatever, in between periods of a hockey game, you name it. But Yankee Stadium is like the Federal Reserve, right? Like, I get there and I'm just like, you know, you can smell it, the ballpark, the atmosphere, the grills are going, everything's just, it's just, the energy's palpable. But then we sat down and you start ordering food and it just keeps going up the bill. And then you tip everyone that brings you the food. You're just handing out money. You tip the parking guy. You tip the waiter that brings you the food. You go to get the beers at the beer stand. You tip that chick. You go get ice cream. You tip that chick. You go get a Pepsi. You tip that chick. I mean, they look at you like you owe money. I mean, it is just unbelievable. I'm just sitting there. By the time I left that stadium last night, I had dropped $1,000 in 3.5 hours. $1,000 in 3.5 hours. I mean, you talk about losing weight, right? At least they won. Thank God. Giancarlo, he can barely hit 200. Stanton hit a line drive home run to right center and drove in four runs to lead Gerrit Cole and the Bombers past the Rays 7-2 last night to avoid a three-game sweep by the Rays. Cole recovered after a bad start. He gave up a shot early to Wander Franco. He hit a bomb to the second deck in right field. He beat Cole, Dirty Harry McClanahan, who's 11-2. Cole's 10-2. These are all-star pitchers, right? New York scored five times in the third inning. It started with Anthony Volpe's two-run homer and then Stanton's three-run homer, and it was 5-2 before you could spit. Stanton said of Dirty Harry, he's a nasty pitcher, so you've got to square the ball up and make sure we're swinging at our pitch and not let him dictate the at-bats. Stanton added a single, an RBI single in the seventh. That's his season-high match for RBIs. He also had four on July 15th in Colorado at Coors against the Rockies. Cole said, Dirty Harry's so good. Anytime you can scrap back in a game like that after I put him in a hole, it's a big lift for us. They eventually pulled Dirty Harry because he had like a forearm tightness issue while warming up for the fourth. And he's going to go back to Florida to get examined by team doctors. He said it's one of those things where outside of it, you just kind of get tight and kind of grabbed me a little bit, my forearm. So the Yankees had 13 hits. They scored their seventh run when Gleyber De Torres came home on a double steal. It was the Yankees' most hits since getting 13 at Oakland on June 29th at the Ashtray out in Alameda. Aaron Boone said, obviously an exciting night for us offensively, and I thought it started from the jump. Cole allowed two runs and four hits in seven innings. He struck out eight, walked two, and improved to 6-0 after a Yankee loss this season. There's been plenty of those. Boone said, I thought it was a really good performance against a good team when I think he was grinding a bit out there tonight. Franco's home run in the first was his career best, 14th of the season. They play good defense, too. Kiner Falefa made a couple of great throws from in the grass to get guys at first. Bader, the center fielder, made a sliding catch in left center on a Franco shot in the sixth inning. The Yankees sent eight batters to the plate and saw 37 pitches in that third inning. Volpe's homer off Dirty Harry to the short porch and right tied the game at 2-2. Following singles by Kiner Falefa and Torres, and then Stanton launched his 15th to right center, and he connected a night after striking out as a pinch hitter on a 98-mile-an-hour heater by Fairbanks with two on to end the game in a 5-2 loss. Stanton said, two guys on, two outs, opportunity to make an impact, so it was good to see this one today. The last place Bombers are four games over 500. That's terrible. They're 2-4 since Aaron Judge came off the injury list. They won for the eighth time in 22 games since July 4th, and that just flat out sucks any way you slice it. Dirty Harry allowed five runs and five hits in four innings. The lefty is winless in his last six outings since June 16th. That's crazy. Hasn't won in six outings. He's 11-2. Imagine how good he was. I didn't think he looked great last night. And Cole, to me, has the edge for the Cy Young because he pitches well just about every time he goes out. Dirty Harry said the last few outings have been uncharacteristic. It's one of those times in my career where you either put your head down and hide or you keep your chest up and keep working. By the way, nasty Nestor Cortez, he's been out with that strained rotator, will return to the rotation for his first start since May 30th on Saturday against the Astros. And how about the big story? Yankee pitcher Domingo Germán has checked into an inpatient treatment center for alcohol abuse. Brian Cashman said Germán's done pitching this season. Cashman said it's critical that Domingo completely focuses on addressing his health and well-being. We will respect his privacy, and he begins this process now, and we're behind him. Should be a good one tonight out there as the righty Clark Schmidt, who's 7-6, takes on the righty Christian Javier, who's 7-2 with a 4.33. Schmidt 7-6 with a 4.39. It's the opener of a four-game set against their dreaded rivals from Houston. It's the first meeting between the teams since the Astros finished off a four-game ALCS sweep last October that was flat-out embarrassing for the Yankees. I want to talk about the Cubs. You got to be kidding me what's going on with them right now at Wrigley Field. They haven't seen this in 125 years. Chicago club 16 hits, 5 home runs, and a 10-run blowout, 16-6 over the Reds last night, giving them 36 runs in their last two games. That's the franchise's most over a two-game span since 1897. Jesus. David Ross, the manager, said it's hard to get everybody out. Nobody's chasing. Nobody's going outside of what they're trying to do. Then you get to the underbelly of the bullpen, and you just get to your rhythm and your zones, and you're just trying to do damage. The offense is free to go out there and have their at-bats and work as a unit. I feel like it's just been a cohesive group, really, throughout the lineup for a while now. So I think it's like, wow, when we're able to put up these types of numbers offensively, it's just crazy. What a two-game stretch. The Cubs became the first team in Major League history to have 10 extra base hits and 5 home runs in two straight games. Everybody's going crazy for this team right now. After winning 12 of their last 15 games, they trail the first-place Reds by 3 games, and they're within a half game of the second-place Brewers. They're also just two and a half games out of a wild card spot. Ross said it's enjoyable to be in the race. My manager brain wants to go, we got a long way to go, right? We got a lot of games still left to play. We haven't done anything up to this point. Well, that's BS because they're doing great things up till this point. They've averaged 7.6 runs a game since the All-Star break, tallying 145 runs in 19 games, 43 runs more than the Braves and Padres, who are tied for second with 102 runs apiece since the break. The pace they're on is above the single-season records for runs per game in the second half of a season set by the 1936 New York Yankees, which was 6.7 runs per game. Ian Happ, who hit two home runs last night, said it's fun to win. Winning is what we're all here to do, and when you're winning, it's a lot more fun than the opposite. I think a lot of guys in this room have been in that spot in different places, some of us here. I think for the guys that were here last year, the encouraging thing was there still were the crowds. The crowds are still there. They were still excited when we would win ball games. To be able to be in this position with this momentum for the crowd in August, that's the exciting part. So Eduardo Rodriguez beat the Pirates 6-3, Seattle 6-3 over the Red Sox. Julio Rodriguez drove in the go-ahead run there. Dodgers blew out the A's 10-1. Betts with his 29th. Freeman 3-for-4. Braves whacked the Angels and Giolito 12-5. Nats rallied to beat the Brewers 3-2. Stros 3-2 over the Guardians. Padres 11-1 over the Rockies. Sanchez hit two of the four Padre home runs.